Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Our lesson today is called Google Glass is a Promising Innovation. Of course, if you know anything about Google, they are inventing things all the time. They are a prominent, a very important company, an organization in today's world. If you use the internet, you use Google all the time. Well, today we're talking about Google Glass, which is a product that they've been working on. It's a promising innovation. It's a kind of technology. Now, what kinds of technology do you find really useful? Carolyn, do you find any kind of technology especially useful?
Well, I don't have too much technology. I might be a little behind the times, Gabe, but I love my laptop computer.
Okay.
I find it very convenient. I can take it lots of places with me, but I'm thinking about getting a tablet because it would be much easier to transport to and from different places, and it's smaller and lighter, and it would have a touch screen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that might be a good idea for you, Carolyn. Get a tablet, or at least get a smartphone. I enjoy my smartphone. I also enjoy using things like USBs, and I mean, I think there are a lot of great technology items out there. And of course, in today's lesson, we're going to be learning about a new one called Google Glass. So let's get started.
Google Glass is a promising innovation, putting the internet right before your eyes. With the arrival of smartphones, our computers moved from our desktops into our pockets. Now, tech giant Google is betting that people will warm up to the idea of wearing computers on their faces in the form of internet-connected eyewear. This new device, called Glass, looks like a pair of sunglasses from a science fiction movie minus the lenses. The computer that powers Glass is built into the arm of the Glass's frame, which also contains a touchpad, microphone, and front-facing camera. Glass connects to the internet via Wi-Fi or to the user's smartphone by means of a Bluetooth link.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady Ellen. In today's world, new technology is being introduced every day. We'll learn about one today, and it's called Google Glass. But first, let's take a look at our keywords for the day. Innovation. Innovation is a noun. The company's latest innovation is a smartphone that works underwater. Warm up to. Warm up to is an idiom. Tracy's boss is slowly warming up to the idea of letting her work from home. Prism. Prism is a noun. When the science teacher held up a prism, the students saw different colors of light. Notification. Notification is a noun. When Jenny turned on her smartphone, she saw 20 new message notifications. Your more information words are field of vision. Field of vision is a noun. Bone conduction. Bone conduction is a noun. Let's begin.
Well, so far, Google Glass sounds like a pretty interesting, exciting new piece of technology. Well, let's go back to our title here. We have a word from our word bank. Innovation. Google Glass could be a promising innovation. An innovation is something new that Google is coming up with, Google Glass.
That's right. Now, an innovation is a little bit different from an invention. An invention is a thing that you can use, that you can see or hold or feel or touch, but An innovation could just be a new idea or a new way or method of doing something. Mm-hmm. But it can also include new things. It can include new inventions.
That's right. So do you remember learning about Bluetooth fashion? Well, that was a new kind of innovation as well. Of course, people have been using Bluetooth for years. Now there's a way to make Bluetooth look cool. That's an innovation of a different kind. Well, today we're talking about Google Glass. It's a promising innovation. What does promising mean? That means there's probably a good future with Google Glass.
That's right. And it is putting the internet right before your eyes. And let's look at that phrase, right before your eyes. That means it's right in front of you. Mm-hmm. And you can see it very clearly.
Now, usually I use this phrase or I see it when something happens right in front of you. It happened right before my eyes. Oh, you heard about the accident? Well, the accident happened right before my eyes. I saw everything as it happened. Here we're talking about it in a literal way. You can actually have something right in front of your eyes. You're putting the internet right before your eyes.
That's right. So we have these glasses, this Google Glass. Let's learn about it right now. With the arrival of smartphones, our computers moved from our desktops into our pockets. Gabe, do you have a computer in your pocket?
Well, actually I do, because my smartphone is a kind of computer. And I like the way that this sentence is worded. It's kind of cute. Our computers moved from our desktops, from on top of our desks, into our pockets, like with this smartphone. Now, tech giant Google is betting that people will warm up to the idea of wearing computers on their faces in the form of internet-connected eyewear. Carolyn, what is a giant? What is the tech giant Google?
Well, usually when we hear the word giant, it's talking about something that is very, very big. But let's look at this word a little bit closer. A tech giant or a something giant mm-hmm. describes something that is a major player or very influential in a certain area.
That's right. So, of course, Google is a tech giant or a technology giant, this big company. Now, what are some other giants out there? Well, Facebook is a social networking giant, a company that everyone knows about when it comes to social networking. What about the fast food giant McDonald's? Everyone knows about that company.
That's right. And we're talking about the tech giant Google and some of their new innovations. And they think that people will warm up to wearing computers on their faces. This phrase is from our word bank, to warm up to something. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, that means maybe you're not sure of it at first, but you like the idea more and more. I could use this phrase like this. Actually, when I first got my cat, Xiaohu, he was a little uncomfortable with me, but over time, he warmed up to me. So that's how you can use that phrase.
That's right. So you can warm up to an idea. You can also warm up to a person. I was not very comfortable with the person I was assigned to work with on this project, but I'm starting to warm up to them because we have to get along to complete the work.
That's right. It's good to warm up to people you need to work with. Well, let's continue here. This new device called Glass looks like a pair of sunglasses from a science fiction movie minus the lenses. Of course, a science fiction movie, maybe like Star Wars or After Earth, Avatar, those kinds of movies might have glasses like that.
And they look very unique. And we learn about these glasses. The computer that powers Glass is built into the arm of the glasses frame, which also contains a touchpad, microphone, and front-facing camera.
Okay, so all of this is in the arm of the glasses frame. That means they connect to your ears. That's the arm part of the glasses. All right, and Glass connects to the internet via Wi-Fi or to the user's smartphone by means of a Bluetooth link. So, this pair of glasses includes a whole lot.
I didn't know you could fit that much just into a single pair of glasses. But this is a new innovation. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 今天第一个重点我们看 innovation 这个名词。NOV 这个字根有新的意思，所以 innovation 在这里是指新发明，它是当可数的名词。例如 ,the microwave was an innovation that changed the way people prepare food. 微波炉是一项改变人们预备食物的新发明。Innovation 也指改革或创新，这个时候就是不可数的。例如 ,we provide a working environment that promotes creativity and innovation.我们提供一个鼓励创意以及改革的工作环境。接下来我们看的是 warm up to 这个成语。warm up to something or someone 是指对某个对象开始喜欢或者是接受。例如 ,after a couple of days at the camp, the kids warmed up to each other. 在营会中两三天下来孩子们开始熟络起来。或者是 many people have warmed up to the idea of shopping online, but some still can't accept it.许多人已经能够接受网络购物的方式，但是仍然有些人不能够接受。
Today we are learning about Google Glass, a promising innovation from tech giant Google. Well, they are betting that people will warm up to the idea of wearing glasses on their face so that they can see the internet right before their eyes. This is a very interesting idea, and these glasses have a small computer in the arm of the glasses frame. They are very small and pretty cool looking, and we have a lot more to learn about this great new innovation in our lesson. Let's continue reading now.
Google Glass is a promising innovation. Users view glasses display by glancing up at a small prism in the upper right corner of their field of vision. The prism displays the user's timeline, which appears as a row of cards featuring such things as current time, calendar appointments, or email notifications. Users communicate with Glass by using voice commands,or by tapping the touchpad. All voice commands begin with the phrase, "Okay, Glass," followed by specific instructions, such as, "Take a picture," or, "Get directions to Gino's Pizza." Thanks to the use of bone conduction, users can hear Glass giving turn-by-turn directions or reading emails to them.
All right, we're learning about all the different things you can do with Google Glass. Let's go back to the beginning of our section here. Users view glasses display by glancing up at a small prism in the upper right corner of their field of vision. All right, so if you're wearing this pair of glasses, you can see on the little screen or the glasses on the right side, you can see a little display. That's all the information that you need.
Which is very cool, and it has a prism. It describes it as a prism. Now, that's just a small area that refracts or reflects light, and it's usually shaped with many, many different triangles. Now, when I think of a prism, sometimes I do think of glasses because eye doctors will use prisms in glasses to help you focus on certain things so that your eyes don't get distracted.
Oh, very interesting. Okay. Well, here we're talking about the use of a prism in another way. Actually, there's a tiny little glass prism that reflects this image onto the screen that you can see in the right-hand corner of your field of vision. Carolyn, what's your field of vision?
Well, your field of vision is the things that you can see. So someone might ask you, oh, can you see that out in the distance? It's kind of far, but, oh, no, I can't. It's beyond my field of vision. It's too far away for me to see.
All right. Well, it sounds like Google Glass is useful in the same ways that a smartphone is useful. Now we see here we're learning about a user's timeline that appears on the display. A timeline. Well, maybe if you have a Facebook account or you use Line, there is a timeline there. It's the kinds of things that people are doing. What are your friends doing? Or what are you doing? That is listed in your timeline.
That's right. So it's just a list of events or things that are happening, and it appears as a row of cards. So this is a very interesting setup or format for this display. And one of the things it displays are email notifications. And notification is a word from our word bank. Now, that's an announcement. It tells you that something has happened. Mm-hmm. And if you use some sort of social media, you might get a notification that your friend sent you a message or they updated their status.
Oh my goodness. There are so many different kinds of notifications. Every time I log into Facebook, I get so many notifications, and most of them are not personal to me. Things that maybe I don't even really care about. Would you like to add this game or start playing this game? There are all sorts of notifications. Carolyn, do you always check all of your notifications?
I look to see what is happening and then I ignore most of them.
Right. I think there are so many now these days. Well, there are notifications on Facebook. And as you can see, if you have Google Glass, you might get notifications about all sorts of things. Well, let's continue here. Users communicate with Glass by using voice commands or by tapping the touchpad. Okay, so you can use voice commands just by speaking. And do you remember where the touchpad is? That's right. It's on the arm of your glasses.
And all voice commands begin with the phrase, "Okay, Glass," followed by specific instructions such as take a picture or get directions to Gino's Pizza. So you can talk to the glasses and tell them what to do.
Well, that sounds very useful. I might be interested in purchasing a pair of Google Glasses. Well, thanks to the use of bone conduction, users can hear Glass giving turn-by-turn directions or reading emails to them. Well, that sounds very useful. If something is turn by turn, that means you say one thing, and then it's turn for the next thing. So turn by turn directions, that means turn right. Okay, now go straight. Now turn left. Okay, now keep going straight. That is turn by turn directions.
Well, this does sound like a great innovation, a very useful one. And we need to learn some more with Steve and Ken in the information cloud about emails. And then we'll enjoy a review skit and join Michelle in the language lab.
If you're a regular InfoCloud listener or viewer, you'll know how often we stress the difference between countable and uncountable nouns. Well, today we have another uncountable noun for you, mail, M-A-I-L.
As a mass noun, mail is never countable. If you want to count it, you can use the word piece. I received 7 pieces of mail today.
Or if you want to use a countable word, you can use the word letter. But 7 pieces of mail is not necessarily the same as 7 letters. 7 pieces of mail may have only 1 real letter. The rest might be junk mail or bills.
Okay, so that's mail. And then there's email, which has both countable and uncountable usages, depending on the context. For example, we don't say we have 7 pieces of email. We can simply say we have 7 emails.
And that's the countable usage. But you can also say you received a lot of email today, and that's uncountable.
Okay, so how did the countable usage come about? The word email has developed as a shorthand reference to email message, which is countable. So instead of saying you have 7 email messages, you can shorten it by saying you have 7 emails.
Mail 是邮件，这是个集合名词，不能加 s。若是要数有几件邮件，就要用 piece 这个字。I received 7 pieces of mail today. 我今天收到7件邮件。Email 是电子邮件。今天的这篇文章讲说 Google Glass 会读 emails 电子邮件。注意到 email 后面加了 s， 显示这是可数名词。也许你会问 mail 是不可数的名词，为什么 email 就变成可数的？这是因为 email 是 email message 的简写， message 是可数的，所以与其说 I have 45 email messages， 一般人现在就将它简化为 I have 45 emails。 另一个可数的字是 letter， 信，但 seven pieces of mail 并不一定等于 seven letters， 因为 letter仅限于私人信函，而 mail 所涵盖的是所有的邮件，包括 letters, bills, 账单以及 junk mail, 垃圾邮件。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Technology, I love it.、
Oh, me too. Computers move from desktops into our pockets, the smartphone.
And now...Google has invented computers you can wear on your face.
A computer for your face? No thanks.
Google is betting that you'll warm up to the idea.
I don't think so. But how does it work?
The new device is called Glass.
It looks like sunglasses from a sci-fi movie.
Mm-hmm. Built into the frame is a touchpad, microphone, and a camera.
What about internet?
It links to your smartphone.
Where is the display?
This small prism in the upper right of my field of vision.
It's so tiny.
It is, but it displays time, calendar appointments, and email notifications.
All that?
Users can communicate by tapping the touchpad.
It's so tiny!
Or by using voice commands.
Really?
Yes. Okay, Glass, take a photo. 1, 2, 3, smile!
Oh, wow!
Okay, Glass, get directions to Bob's party.
Can you hear it?
Oh, yes.It has bone conduction. I can hear turn-by-turn directions.
Wow!
Oh, it can also read my emails.
Hey! I want Google Glass!
I knew you'd warm up to it.
好，接下来我们看的是 Field of Vision 这个名词。Field 是指领域 ,Vision 是指视力。所以 Field of Vision 是指视野或视线范围。例如 ,a rabbit hopped into the hunter's field of vision, 一只兔子跳进猎人的视线。或者是 ,our field of vision was blocked by the tall guy in front of us, 我们的视线被前面这个高个子的人给挡住了。或者是 ,traveling can widen one's field of vision, 旅行可以拓展一个人的视野。最后我们看的是 notification 这个名词。notification 是指正式的通知或发布。例如 ,Theo received a written notification that his application was accepted. Theo 收到他的申请被接受的书信通知。他的动词是 notify, N-O-T-I-F-Y. 例如 ,Henry was notified that he needed to report to his superior at the base. Henry 被通知他需要到基地向他的上级报到。And now let's see what our teachers are up to.
Well, Google Glass sounds really interesting. I really like learning about the bone conduction, actually. I heard that if you cover your ears, you can actually hear, because of the sound waves, you can hear what the directions are even more clearly. This is a really cool innovation. Well, Carolyn, how would you feel about wearing something like Google Glass and talking to this thing out in public?
Well, that would be kind of difficult. I'd have to get used to it. I'm not used to really talking to myself. I know when I see people wearing Bluetooth headsets, I always feel a little bit odd because I don't know if they're talking to me or if they're talking to someone on their Bluetooth speaker trying to have a phone call.
Yeah, I feel the same way sometimes. Well, this does sound very interesting. I think I would like to purchase Google Glass if I had the money.Actually, it gives me an idea for an innovation of my own. Well, we have more to learn in our next lesson about Google Glass, and so we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend.
last a lifetime.